Okay, our friends. Did you know that it's a small world? Not really. I tell you what, let's read a book and maybe you'll understand. Today's story is called Small World. The words are by Ishta Mercurio and the pictures are by Jen Corris. And it's read today by Mommy and you're a Sigma? You are a letter of the alphabet? You didn't know that? It's the 18th letter of the Greek alphabet. Sigma. I know it means that you're cool, but it's also a letter of the Greek alphabet. From the alpha to the omega, buddy. Yeah, you'll understand later. Let's move on. So, Mommy and Sigma, let's do it. All right, here we go.
I am Sigma. My name is not Sigma.
You are Sigma.
No, I am a Sigma.
Oh, okay.
Because you're called a Sigma.
You're
My
a,
name
you're
is.
a, you're, what?
My name is Pew Pew.
Pew Pew? Your name is Pew Pew? Like the sound of a blaster from Star Wars? Pew Pew! Amazing. All right, here we go. Mommy and Pew Pew. When Nanda was born, the whole of the world was wrapped in the circle of her mother's arms. Safe, warm, small. But as she grew, the world grew too. Did you know that newborn babies don't see very well? This is just a fun fact. They can usually only see just a little bit in front of them, but as they get older, their eyes start to develop more, and then they can see more clearly at greater distances. So maybe that's why her world was so small, because all she could see was her mom's face when her mom held her close. It became the circle of her loving family. See, now we can see she's got mom and dad and brothers and sisters, and it's a little bit bigger. They're sitting around a round table. A bubble of giggling playmates. And in this picture, we can see a bunch of kids. They're all playing with bubbles. And when the bubbles cross over one another, they produce new colors. And it's beautiful art. And slides and swings and whirligigs and tumbles through the grass. They're at the playground. And it looks like a really cool playground. Nanda got bigger and bigger. And as she grew, the world grew too. It became a sway of branches. It became a sway of branches, scaffolds of steel. Do you know what scaffolds of steel might be? Well, I think we know that the branches, the sway of branches, are trees. But when you have scaffolding on a building, it's kind of like ladder type stuff set outside of the building so that people can do work on the building without having to fall. Protects them. And cables and cogs and odds and sods and coasting through the night. Oh, she's gone to a theme park here. Those are all things that you might see, cables and cogs and odds and sods and coasting through the night. Those are things you might see at a theme park, right? You might see them on, I don't know, maybe a roller coaster. Sure enough. Nanda got bigger and even bigger, but as she grew, the world grew too. It became a sun-kissed maze of wheat, pinecone prickled mountains, and microscopic elegance of fractals in the snow. Well, thanks to Elsa, we know what fractals in the snow are, right? The shape and the spiraling of the snow, crystallized. Yeah. It seems to me like as she is getting older, she's noticing more and more things in her world. It soared through a symphony of glass and stone. Oh, yes, she's moving into the big city now, isn't she? She's a big girl. It spooled through spirals of wire and foam, a human-powered helicopter lifting toward the sky. Oh, I can figure out what Nanda is doing right now. She has become an engineering student, and she has designed her very own helicopter. And with some of her engineering buddies, it looks like she's built it and is flying it around the house or the building. Looks like maybe a gymnasium. Yeah, she's flying it around a gymnasium. Nanda got bigger and bigger and bigger, but as she grew, the world grew too. Look, now Nanda has finished her engineering class and is an actual pilot. She is flying an airplane over the ocean, over the land, and you can see beneath her the tiny little city. It became the roar of twin engines, a glittering ocean far below, and the curve of the planet beneath her. Now, what do you suppose she's doing there if the planet is beneath her? What do you think she's doing if the planet is beneath her? Vroom, that's right. She is now soaring through the sky as an astronaut in a rocket ship. Wow. On a day when Nanda was bigger than she had ever been before, her feet touched foreign soil. The moon. Her ears heard a crackle of voices. She gazed out into ink-black space and saw a sea of stars, moonless and deep. Distant suns twinkling, marbled planets orbiting, speck small in the distant night. And the earth softly glowing, a circle called home, safe and warm and small. Just like how her mother's arms were at the very beginning, right? Only now she has a big, big understanding. Now that she's explored more, she has a bigger understanding of the world around her and the possibilities beyond. It's very exciting that that can be for you too, as you grow up. And with that in mind, we must say the
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.